Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week, we finally made it at Snap Pea 80.
Woohoo!
Yes!
Yes, that sound you can hear is fireworks. And
yeah.
Woo! This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right. This is a language warning. Oh, shit.
In actual fact, it's just cold and we can't get the heater.
Oh, my gosh, it's so cold.
Oh, Mandy did find us a heater that doesn't have noise, like a radiator.
Yes.
Heat. Anyway, it's now giving up heating.
It's dead. I'm going to take it home and bury it.
So we have got thermals on and blankets and
scarves.
We are committed.
We are committed to you, peas. Snap P 80.
Through your ears do stay warm.
Yeah, my ears are
with
fine.
The
nose is a bit cold.
Yeah, nose is cold.
I might cough a bit.
You might hear the drippy nose. It's lovely.
Anyway, that's what happens when you're 80 years old.
That's right, yeah.
All sorts of ailments.
And you can't handle the cold anymore.
So. No, that's right. Anyway, we are very excited. We opened up our gift.
Yes, Tim from Thailand. Tim. He was actually in Melbourne and he dropped a gift off.
And some beautiful chocolates.
Beautiful chocolates that we will eat later.
Yes,
we'll show them to the
Tim.
Kids because some are elephants and some are little tuk-tuks.
Yeah, cute.
They're very cute. You'll see
thank
a photo
you,
on our Insta. Thank you for thinking of us.
Yes.
It's always nice to be thought of.
It is, definitely. Yeah. Thank
and,
you.
You know, if you can't have chocolates when you're 80,
well,
can you have chocolates?
Yep. I remember we definitely gave chocolates to my grandpa who had dementia and just you'd see him going, oh, yum.
Yeah.
That'll be me. I'll be like, bring in the donuts.
Bring
oh, dear. Let's hear from the peas.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
I don't even quite know where to start. Hoping I'm not going to break down. I've just listened to your friendship episode and a couple of things came up for me and I just thought I'd share them. And probably the most important one I just want to share at the end.
Okay.
We've been going through things with my kids for a very long time and in that space of time we've lost friends along the way because of some of the reasons you said where our lives just changed very significantly and, you know, there was people that I suppose couldn't hold space for us and that was difficult and I think there's been a lot of grief along the way but I've also had the most amazing people around me as well and
good people.
I hysterically cried while listening to your episode. I had a mate that I've known since my late teens, 19, And I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're now 8-9 years down the track since she passed away.
Oh,
and one of the most difficult things when she did pass away was she was someone from our life before having kids. And, I mean, we got up to everything in that space of time.
Yes.
All the naughty things that I've shared with my kids and they've shook their head at me. And losing her was so incredibly difficult because she was one of the few people from before my kids being unwell who always took the time to just listen and ask and, as I said earlier, hold space for us.
Yeah, you don't get many of those people.
She never saw it as being that I was taking up her time. She just held space for us.
I'm sorry.
And when I lost her, and I think, you know, I'm so amazingly lucky that there is this community around now that people have access to, and I didn't have that or social media at the start. And I was lucky. There was a few mates that I'd kind of known, but I don't think they really knew how to hold space for me. But I made a really conscious decision after my mate passed away, her name was Annette, that I had to really make conscious decisions about the people I was going to have in my life. Sometimes that meant I pulled away from people. And I had to sit and think about the things that I thought were important to me. I don't want to talk about hair. I don't want to talk about the movies. I want to talk about politics. Why I was incredibly lucky of meeting the most amazing woman, Jade, who has seen me through everything in, probably 9 years as well. And she just is so amazing in that we can do the deep stuff and the hard stuff, and she'll be the one who'll turn around and go, yeah, I've been waiting for this cry, I've been waiting for you to break down, but we can also sit on the phone and absolutely piss ourselves laughing.
Gotta have the light and shade.
See you next Tuesdays about people, and I just appreciate and love her. And she taught me a lot about disability and my kids being unwell, and we met because both our kids started a ketogenic diet at the same time. And the thing I suppose I want that I think happened when my mate passed away and making these really conscious decisions of these important people that come into our lives, to just remember to tell them, like you said, that you appreciate them and that you love them. And so, you know, all my mates now that I have are people that I can say, I love you, mate, and thank you so much for just holding space for me and giving me time to talk. And just that simple little thing of I love you, because you never know what your time is. And I really appreciate that how terrible it was to lose my mate. It gave me an opportunity to learn about myself and what I wanted and who I needed in my life. So thank you so much for allowing me to have a nice little breakdown. I think I needed that.
Sometimes we do.
Hadn't thought about her for a little while, so it was nice to actually think about her as I was listening to your podcast today. So thank you so much, Mandy and Kate. And everyone, just remember those people that you do have. Just remember to tell them that you love them.
Very true.
Thank you.
I don't think an I love you is ever wasted.
No, of course not.
And it's, yeah, it's lovely sometimes when a friend will just say at the end of the phone call, I love you, and you're like, oh, very, very true. And, yeah, grief is a tricky thing because it doesn't go away.
No.
You love someone, you love them.
It's me again. It's Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
I'm still crying. But I figured if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it properly. The other people in my life that have been so amazing – I've got two mums, Tony and Sharon, whose kids have got exactly the same conditions as mine, and I just love that we can sit there and talk about medicines and all the different things that our kids have got going on. And then a good close mate, couple of close mates, Robin and Nicole, that they don't have the same experiences with that, that like we do as a family, but they crack me up and make me laugh.
Sometimes you need the friend.
Yes, you need the funny friends.
Funny friends.
Allow each other to just be ourselves. And there's times with friendships for me that I think probably I'm an undiagnosed autistic that I found friendships really difficult. And I remember one day about 2 years ago turning around and saying to both Nicole and Robin, are you okay that I share useless information, like just these weird, wonderful things that come out? And they're like, Zoe, we love you for it.
Yeah.
We love that you educate us and you teach us new things. And it was such a moment for me of like I found my people who accept me for who I am.
Yes.
So I figured that I had to do another message just to say that Tony and Sharon and Nicole and Robin.
Yay, Tony, Sharon, Nicole and Robin.
As well as Jane. The most amazing women, and I feel so appreciative to have
them. Goosebumps.
All right, so I haven't done this bit before, but the weather is crap. And we've been at a doctor's appointments all morning, so probably why I'm slightly emotional as well.
Anyway, tricky days.
Okay, yeah.
See ya. Oh, Zoe, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it never hurts to tell your friends thank you.
No.
You know, and thanks for standing by me.
Yes.
Because sometimes we're hard to stand by.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm saying that from myself.
Yeah, that's right.
And so.
Yeah, it's lovely.
We need to tell them.
Yeah, and I think something that I've really learned in the last year, and I suppose everyone who's in a new relationship after being in one for a long time, I realized that I probably took things for granted and things were taken for granted about me. And then when you're consciously in a new relationship, you're like, wow, that person unpacked the dishwasher, or wow, that person, I don't know, packed the car, or things that you don't acknowledge.
Yeah.
And I know you can't constantly acknowledge things like that. But when someone says to me, oh, I really enjoyed that you made dinner, or thanks for cleaning the kitchen, I feel good.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to now acknowledge the little things, not just in a relationship, but with friends, or like, you know, if someone rings me to say, thanks for that chat, you know, like, I don't know, I think. Yeah, it's nice to be acknowledged.
Yes, it is. Mm. Yeah. And I think, you know, there's times where we are in the
and we
depths
can't.
Of despair and we can't, or in the thickness of surgeries, or you're selling your house, Kate, or whatever. There's those times that are so intense.
Yep.
You know, you can have some time to just live in that.
I saw this great Brené Brown. I don't know if you saw it. It's like a little clip. And she's talking about when her and her husband come home from work.
Yes, I saw that out of 100.
Yeah.
I thought that was brilliant.
It's really stuck with me.
And she's like, I'm a 20. And he said, don't worry, I'm a 90, so I can do this. I was
I'll hold you today.
Is so good.
Yeah. So, and she was basically saying, like, if one of you's, if you're both at 20 or 10, if you don't add up to 50, then you have to have a chat and say, okay, what do we need to do just to be kind to each other just for tonight?
Yeah.
Neither of us can support each other.
So clever.
Oh, so powerful.
Yeah, and so easy.
So easy. Because some days you're like, you know what? I am at 85%.
Definitely.
I'm at 90%. Throw it at me today. If the oven breaks today, I'll cope.
Yes.
Other days, you know, the sink floods and you're like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I had a moment just the other day and, Darren came in and just took that little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And as I'm saying that, I'm thinking of all our single peas.
Yes.
You know, so
it is
how
really
do we work that out for you
pee.
When you're on your own, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think even acknowledging to yourself, like, okay, I'm actually
I'm
sitting at 20%.
We're getting pizza tonight.
Yeah. Or if I can't afford pizza, which I've found myself in the position, it's okay. My mum is just obsessed with buying me Aldi baked beans.
Yeah, I love baked beans.
Yeah,
baked beans on toast.
Baked beans on
I grew
toast.
Up that my whole life.
Yeah, and it's
there's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. It's yummy.
And they're yum.
We put it in the toaster. Yeah. You're like, ooh, the toasty press thing.
Yeah.
It's great to go, I'm at 20% today. Baked beans are a win.
Yeah.
You want Weet-Bix? Awesome.
Yeah.
There's no dishes.
Yep, that's right.
So, yeah, whatever works. But I think single people too, you know, like I do a lot of the parenting. And so then you're like, yeah, what have I got to give today? Okay, today is Uber Eats dinner day. Or I'm not going to give, I'm going to say yes when they ask if they can stay up a bit later or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's really just acknowledging how we are. So, powerful. Thanks, Brené.
Yeah, it was really good.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi Peas, it's Sarah from Gippsland.
Hi Sarah.
This is my second attempt to record, so hopefully it goes through.
Well, it looks good.
I was in Melbourne and moved to Gippsland just after all the lockdowns and best decision ever.
Oh, good. But
your episode on friendship that I've just listened to just brought up so many things, and I just wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
So in that episode, I heard so many times you guys acknowledging that being friends with you is tricky, and I feel that to my core. I have 4 children now. I have twins that are 6, one who has a diagnosis or several, and I separated when the twins were 2 years old. So I lost a lot of friends during that separation. I lost a lot of friends when I had the twins and I couldn't be the friend. And now I've repartnered and moved to a different area.
You're starting all over.
Just recently had another baby. And again, it just brings out, those that feel like they can be friends with you and those that feel like they can't. And I love the saying, you have friends for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. And that's always helped me kind of understand that, you know, you don't always have friends that go on forever. Some are prepared to get into the mess. And some are there to make you laugh. And as you so correctly acknowledge, not everybody is your audience for all of the things.
No, that's right.
But I just wanted to say that just because we go through tricky times, and often as peas, we need help and support and we need and rely on community and we can't do it alone. It doesn't mean that we have to apologize for that, because we didn't choose the tricky and we didn't choose the hard. I didn't choose to have a difficult journey. I didn't choose to separate. I didn't know that was going to be in my future. But I'm stronger for it, and I feel like I can give more empathy and understanding to others because of it. And I actually see it as a strength. So I know that both of you expressed going through tricky things right now, and I just want to say probably that you don't know me and you don't know, you know, you wouldn't dial me up to get a recipe or to share anything, but us as your community are listening to you, are also your friends, and so you can count many, many, many friends.
Thank
you,
Sarah.
For you and turn up for you, even if it's by way of just listening.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say, through all the trickiness, I have felt quite alone when friendships have faded away.
It's a hard time.
But it's you two that have actually been what I count as some of my closest friends. And whenever I turn on your podcast and I listen, I feel so much less alone and so much less judged, and I feel like I can take a deep breath. I feel like space is held for me on your podcast, in your hangout, and I can take a deep breath and keep going. So I just wanted to say thank you, and please never apologize for the tricky and the hard. It makes us who we are, and we are meant to have friends for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. I just also wanted to say, please, if you get a chance, put on the song Good Job by Alicia Keys. Peas, if you hear this, when you can, put that song on, turn it up really, really loud and hear the message in it, because I just think that song should be dedicated to all the peas out there. So much gratitude. Thank you for all that you do. In Gippsland, it's sunny. partly cool, but, you know, enough of a breeze to hang the washing out.
Oh, great.
Yep. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
What a beautiful message.
What a beautiful message. Yeah.
Thank you. That means a lot to Kate and I.
It really does.
Yeah, and even you just listening, yes, that is true. That is an act of friendship to us because then the ads help give us a little bit of money.
Yep.
And then we can keep doing this for a day a week.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful, it really does mean a message. Lot. Yeah. I saw this thing, actually my hairdresser, of all people, sent it to me. She probably knows me very, very well. And it's, I don't know who it is. It's an American, maybe psychologist, psychotherapist. I don't know. You've probably all seen it if you've been on Instagram or Reels or TikTok. But she does the Let Them. Have you seen her? So she said something that's really powerful to do is if you hear about all of your friends going out for brunch and they didn't ask you, let them.
Let them.
If you try and organise something with your family and they're being really tricky to you, just let them.
Wow.
And she's like, just let it happen and you know who your real people are, but just let them do it and don't get in a state about it and don't fight it. That's, don't constantly be like, they all went out without me or just let them.
Yep.
And it's hard but actually quite freeing to go, you don't want me.
That's okay.
I'll just let you.
Yeah.
So, it's much more profound than that, of course, if you
But I think we can all get that.
Yeah, just let them.
Yep.
Just let them. So, and we can all think about not doing it to other people.
Dear Kate and Mandy, I've been following your podcast since the beginning and it's been a wonderful source of information and support. So thank you so much. I'm dipping in because I have a friend whose daughter has a number of disabilities and she is a teenager. And she has several siblings who do not have disabilities as she does. This beautiful teenager that I'm talking about suffers greatly from feeling left out from her siblings' friends.
Yes. Yeah.
And no matter how many opportunities she is offered to gather with other teenagers with special needs, this daughter of my friend, a dear, dear girl, says that she just wants to feel normal.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And so she will not participate with other kids with special needs.
Oh, goodness.
This leaves her very lonely.
Lonely.
Such a hard place.
With a real lack of self-confidence. And in these teenage years, they're particularly difficult feelings to cope with.
Very.
I don't know if you've got any ideas how I might be able to help my friend in terms of supporting her and her daughter.
What a beautiful human you are.
And approaching this issue of her daughter just wanting to be normal.
Yes.
Sometimes support workers can be really good in this space.
It's a tough one and there's absolutely no need to post this speak pipe, but if you have any ideas of how to talk to a teenager with special needs around this issue, it would be a great help to
me
in supporting my friend and her lovely daughter.
I actually think
You for anything that you can help with.
It's the perfect
speak pipe.
When people have been talking about the friendship episode.
Yes, it really
Is. Got me to my heart.
Yes.
I was really having a cry listening to that because it's, you know, happens in my house too and it's it's rough to watch
and feel
so helpless.
I'm hanging on to the hope that once the teenage years are over and sort of life levels out on some level, that friendships become less about who's cool and who's not and more into like we all love Minecraft or we all love lawn bowls or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make the teenage years any easier.
No, and the siblings are going to parties and the siblings are doing sport and the siblings are doing all wonderful VCE. I mean, this morning we drove to school and Molly said, I'm not doing the GAT.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you're not. You're not.
Yeah.
And, you know,
A Victorian thing.
Yeah, it's a Victorian test that her twins has gone off to do. And I was trying to make it, you know, good luck for today. I'm not doing the GAT, no, because I go to a special school. I said, yes.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff comes up all the time. I think what's worked in my house has definitely been Special Olympics and, you know, the sport is not for everyone, but there has definitely been new friendships made there.
And I think this is a really, really, really tricky thing because I believe in autonomy and I believe in choosing what you want to do. And I believe my children have the right to choose what they want to do. But also, I fall into this myself, people have asked me to things and I'm like, I do not want to go to that. And then I've gone and been, I had a great time. Yeah. I love this. So there's that trickiness when they're teenagers going, I don't want to do it, but you know that they probably would really love it.
That's why.
So if you can bribe, coax, you know, I'll get you pizza for dinner and you can choose whatever movie you want on Apple.
Yes.
And then we'll go out tomorrow to your favourite thing. If you just come to this group for
an hour.
Very
good, Kate. Yeah.
You know.
We got a bag of lollies to drive to the first Special Olympics.
That's right. If it doesn't work.
Yeah. But we gave it a go.
Just to give it a go is really hard.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing, like I sort of said, I found that support workers or young adults like that did sport with my boys one-on-one, game changers.
Yes.
They were treated them like typical kids. Yes. They had a great time with them. And my boys still love those guys. Yes. And those, they still pop in and out of their lives.
They're
so
important members of the family.
If you get a young support worker, they will do all the things.
Yep.
Go to the movies, whatever it is.
Yep. Take them out, go into the city, go to, we've done all sorts of things. Even taking them away for a couple of nights.
Yeah, all sorts of things. So you might have to pay for it. In quotes.
But if you've got that and if your friend has this in her daughter's plan.
Yes.
I think support workers are gold.
Yes, I think they are too. So I think that can be the other thing is, you know, teenagers are just hard. We all go through it, even people with typical kids. Or I went through times when I didn't think I belonged at school. But I just want to say the fact that you care enough to send this message.
No.
The fact that your friend has you.
I know.
That she can vent to.
It's good enough.
It's good enough.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
You really are.
Yeah. You're really in the muck with her. You're worried about her and you're thinking, who could I ask?
Yes.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And for everybody else who's been through a similar thing, they absolutely know
the pain of this. Yeah, we do know the pain of this every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, the other thing is, I don't know what your friend's daughter's into, but if she's into any sort of online anything, amazing friendships to be had there.
Mm.
They're real friendships. Obviously you monitor it and everything, but you will find people with like-minded. That's, you know, how Mandy and I met through an internet forum group.
Yeah.
You find people that are into the things you're into, whether it's chess or Xbox or crocheting, whatever. And, online gaming is so powerful for teenagers.
Yes, yes.
So if she's into something like that, don't discredit those friends. They are friends.
Yeah, and if your friend has got lots of teenagers, she's probably overwhelmed as well busy driving them everywhere.
Mm.
So she probably is feeling like she's failing all of them because that's how I feel most days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, just to remind her that she's not.
Yeah, that's
right. And she's doing the best she can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just think once some of them can drive, I'll have a little bit more space. That time is around the corner for me, but it's not right now.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. Thanks for ending off our amazing
what happened to be
a Friendships Big Post episode. So snappy.
Yes, thank you for the feedback on that episode. It was,
thank you. Lots of lovely messages.
Yeah, lots of messages.
Yeah, lots of people reaching out to us or telling us stories of friends in their lives. It was great to do and lovely to have all the feedback for.
We knew it.
We did know it, So I don't have a specific cry-laugh difference this week. I've got just chaos in my life. We've got the school holidays looming.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to be doing. And so I should be focusing more on the joys. I know I definitely have had amazing joys and people have been incredibly kind to me. But we probably, even though we said we're going to do a cry laugh difference, we're not
this week. We're unreliable.
We're unreliable.
We're unreliable, unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
Women.
That's right.
But thank you for listening to this speak pipe.
Thank you, thank you.
Number 80, thank you, Tim, for the chocolates.
Yes.
And we'll be back on Thursday with another episode.
Okay.
See you.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.